This video is brought to you by CatBeast.com. Design your own custom snapbacks and hats.
Ready?
Oh.
I learned how to do it. Somebody at work taught me. I was like, how do y'all do that shit?
you gotta make the face.
Right? Yeah, you do. That's a ratchet face. Wait, the ratchet. What you say about my nails?
Okay, so we're gonna jump into the question.
Why are you looking at me? What is she gonna do? Why are you looking at me?
I just happened to look over there. Anyways, whatever. So we have a question from Big Bird. It's spelled with like
B-Y-R-D.
B-U-R-R, like bird, like
B-U-R-R-R-R-R-D. Anyways, so he wants to know, what do you, or maybe she, wants to know, what do you think about, I mean, you never know. What do you think about Azalea Banks and her racist comments? Ooh. Did she deserve her Twitter account to be suspended? Love y'all. Okay, I'm excited to ask this because I want to know what y'all think.
So. FIFO.
FIFO.
Nah, I ain't starting this one. I'm sitting back eating the popcorn. What's good, Kay? How you feel about it? What's your stance on it? Go ahead, B.
Well, this next. Go ahead, Sophie.
Go ahead, Kim. Like, don't talk.
Go ahead, Kim. Go ahead, Mike.
I ain't got nothing to say about this.
Yes. You
did. He already conceded.
Ooh. No.
That head shake.
No.
Yes, he did.
Let's do it.
Racist comments from Azalea Banks. Look, man. Azalea Banks has a history.
Yes.
Of doing things of this nature.
Okay.
Being offensive to people, attacking people who disagree with her on Twitter continuously.
Yeah.
And I think finally it caught up with her. And she was suspended from Twitter.
That's what happened.
Thanks for the background.
Do you agree with it? Like,
I
agree with Twitter. I think she should have been suspended.
Okay, what do you think, Mike?
I think it's a crock of shit.
What?
That she was suspended.
Why?
Because there are real serious problem accounts on Twitter that there are Nazi organizations, there are Klan organizations, there are anti-gay organizations. There are plenty of organizations on Twitter that make far worse comments than Azalea Banks. I don't feel like I need to have the real world sheltered from me by Twitter. Anybody can say any fucking thing they want to on Twitter. Your job as a free will person, unfollow her. But I don't think she should have been suspended for what?
That's if you're following her. What if you're Zane and you're being attacked?
Aww.
Or the Disney chick that's being attacked?
What Disney chick?
The 14-year-old girl.
That wasn't really her responding. If y'all think that, y'all stupid.
It doesn't matter, though.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter whether it was her responding or not. It was the fact that she decided.
Then she responded to her first. If we're going to go through Twitter and start filtering out all of the idiots, I wouldn't have a Twitter page. You sure as shit wouldn't have a Twitter page.
What?
I'm just saying. We know about that.
Damn lie.
Bullshit. Yeah, I say, okay, the thing about it is,
I'm not near as bad as Azalea Banks. I'm not even that bad.
To you.
I'm not even bad.
To you. But what I'm saying is, where does this line stop? At what point does this stop?
I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of complaints about it. That's why she got...
There were a lot of
people. Exactly.
That's the thing. It's like we're spending all this time reporting fucking Azalea Banks when, like I said, there are real Nazi organizations that are doing real damage because they're using Twitter to recruit people. Azalea Banks is not a harm. She's just an ignorant fucking rapper. I'm not spending this much energy reporting and trying to get kicked.
But you think the media is going to spend so much time talking about Nazi accounts?
The media, that's my whole point. Does the media spend a lot of time talking about this, or should she have gotten kicked off? I don't think she should have gotten kicked off because they only did this because they felt like they had to. It's not like Twitter was some big champion for fucking social justice.
I disagree with that. I don't think they did.
Then why are there Nazi accounts on Twitter?
I think they did it because of the history that she has of doing things of this nature. And it got to a point where it could no longer be tolerated based on the terms of service that
Bullshit, because if they were kicking people off based on terms of service, there would not be all of these Nazi accounts. You can find one account and go through their TL and find that they say nigger 300 times. But you know, why are they still there? Because nobody's reporting them.
And I think that's probably the biggest problem.
They don't have that big of a following.
That's my point.
That's irrelevant. That should be irrelevant. Because at the end of the day, Twitter is a platform, correct? And it's supposed to be a free enterprise type of platform for you to be able to spew whatever is in here on there in 140 characters or less. Hold on. Now, it's regardless of if I have 5 followers or 5 million followers, because you're playing on the same playing field that I am. If there's somebody else spewing out negative shit, right? Then if Azalea's gone, they need to be gone. You see what I'm saying? Because as a platform, if I own Twitter, I can't have, if I'm saying that you can't say anything negative, then you can't say anything negative. There should be terms and guidelines that everybody that has a Twitter account that needs to abide by.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, how would you know if an egg tweeting with 5 tweets?
Okay, you can't tell me that Twitter doesn't have algorithms that can figure out who's saying nigger and how many times and how often. If they can figure out what the fuck a trending topic is,
right,
then they can figure out who's saying racist shit. Twitter doesn't give a fuck. They got rid of Azalea Banks because a bunch of people reported her and they felt like they had to. Because if they didn't take her off, then everyone would then say, well, Twitter is supporting homophobia. Twitter is supporting racism. Well, Twitter should. If everybody is on Twitter to say whatever the fuck is in their mind, mm-hmm. they can say nigger all they want, they can say sand nigger all they want, they can say F-A-G-G-O-T all they want. I don't have to look at
it. Just unfollow it.
I'll unfollow it, and if anybody else retweets it, unfollow them. Yeah. It's that simple.
You're right in the sense that Twitter doesn't give a fuck. And we have always felt that that's been their problem. That's been the thing that has been holding Twitter back. Is that
how does that hold Twitter back? Yeah. That actually progresses them.
They're not buying into PC culture, which is bullshit.
Exactly. Look, you have to, if you're gonna make a platform like this, accept everybody and everything.
Exactly.
Or else you are going to have to segregate yourself and take people off of it.
So you wanna have a platform that presents an unsafe environment for people?
Yes! Twitter has no fucking responsibility to you.
Exactly.
Twitter has never come out and said, I am shielding you from racism. I can walk out the door to Walmart and get called a nigger right now.
Crazy.
That's more of a problem than fucking Twitter. No, we're not.
The problem America. That Twitter has had, right, this is America, and Twitter is a platform that shouldn't allow things of this nature, regardless of the size of their followers. I agree with you that they can have 1, they can have 5. If you're on there spewing hate, then it is up to them to go on there and start removing that stuff off of there.
So should they remove 5%ers that say cracker and honky?
I mean, if people are...
Yeah, if you're full of shit.
So then where's the moral line? And then where's the moral line? Like, who's to say what's right all the way right and what's all the way wrong?
Should kicked off because they talk about Christians?
The biggest problem with Twitter, and I've always said this, is that they do not do a good job of filtering out the negative, the blatant negativity that people
have. I have one question.
Because you're an adult.
So I'm on a platform.
You don't have to be on there. Get off.
That's the point. Ken. Why would they, if people start getting off because of that, then there's no longer Twitter. So if I'm Twitter, why would I want to have a platform that allows that, that's causing people to leave my platform? I'll be out of fucking business.
Because they've never made the claim that we are a safe space. And if you, as a rational adult, get on a social media platform.
Mike just made a great point. Are we now going to remove atheists because they're talking about Christians? So that's a group. Christians are
talking about it in a hateful manner.
So they might. And then you might have Christians talking about gay people in a hateful manner. Take them all off.
Exactly. I talked about French Montana at mentioning him in a hateful manner about his music. So I should be removed too? So what groups are pro-Twitter and what groups are anti-Twitter? Come on, man.
If your sole reason
for being on Twitter is to go on there and say you're a
was
fucking
that Azalea
dumbass,
Banks or sole reason? Was
nigga.
That Azalea Banks sole reason to
that's
be on
part
Twitter?
Of her reason.
No, okay, that's so. Part of her.
All right, so if that is part of what you use your platform for, is to directly attack people before you disagree with what they're saying.
Have we not directly damn near attack people on their creativeness on this platform right here?
No. But we call them
on Twitter before.
But we call them
on man.
No, man, look.
I shouldn't be kicked off because I cuss some motherfuckers out on Twitter.
But he's saying you're not isolating minority groups. So you're not attacking gays. You're not attacking women. You're not attacking whatever. I get what you're saying. But at the same time, again, if you are a rational adult and you're getting on a social media platform, if you expect to be shielded from the real world, you not saying you particularly, but you're a fucking idiot.
Right.
Because you can go out daily and hear nigger, faggot.
Not at Twitter's level. Come on.
But you decide who to follow on Twitter.
I hear nigger in real life more than I see it on fucking Twitter.
I do too.
I hear nigger in real life more than I see it on Twitter.
People come up to you and call you a nigger.
He didn't say that. Here.
Black people, right?
No, white people.
See, I don't hear that. You're hearing it in passing, or are they walking up to you and calling you a nigger to your face?
Not many people go on Twitter and call me nigger. But I see nigger all the time.
On Twitter that are calling people
like hiding behind a computer.
Hiding behind the computer. It is not a reflection of real life in the sense where people will not, random strangers would not walk up to you and just call you a fucking nigger.
No, you're right. But what I'm saying is when I say that it's shielding you from real life, you're sitting here and you're going on a social media platform that you know represents a whole gang of different kinds of people. And then you're sitting here crying because, oh, I saw a nigger on my phone. So motherfucking what? I would much rather be called nigger on my phone than I would in person. I would much rather you send me a fucking nigger tweet 30 times a day than get it one time in a fucking week. I can ignore the shit on my phone. But in real life, it's a different motherfucking story. The Azalea Banks is no...
But you should have to ignore the thing on your damn phone,
you gotta think about it, though, too.
What do you mean? This
you
shouldn't have to ignore it.
I shouldn't have
phone.
To get it in real life either, but that's just the way life is.
I can make an argument that Twitter is giving you more of a hostile environment than you walking around on
the phone. Wait.
I don't have to walk around
and... Mike, but what I'm saying, right, like, for example, my whole argument with, like, five people following you versus Azalea Banks following you. You gotta think about it too. Like, some of her fans, like, even if she's saying that shit to you and she blocks you, somebody else can mention you and be like, oh yeah, go in, whatever, like, continue to, like, rile it up.
Okay.
So I'm just like, are you about to block 200 Azalea Banks fans because they're trying to, like, gang up on you with her too?
I would rather have shit coming to me on my phone than me walk into Kroger.
You shouldn't have to.
Ken, yes. I shouldn't have to, but this is reality. Reality is
reality
motherfuckers
Twitter,
don't
dog.
Like, it's not, it's reality
of
in
the
real
world.
Life.
Exactly, it's a microcosm
white
of
people,
the world on your phone.
A lot of white people don't
this
like
this is a microcosm
people.
Of the world on your phone?
Yes.
So do people with these type of ideas not sign up for Twitter and then spew whatever they have
all
in here on here?
Real failure, man.
Is that not what it is? Is it not the world on the phone?
No, they're feeling protected by some fucking ass
but
platform.
They still have that mentality.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
it
matter.
Does, it doesn't. They are not brave enough to walk up to you or you or you or you
damn
to call you that shit.
Damn right,
the motherfuckers.
They still have that mentality.
Twitter's biggest problem is that it's a cesspool of people that go on there that attack females, that attack white people. I include
like you.
That attack
like people. You. Let's be real. You
like
have
that,
said
huh?
plenty of shit on Twitter that could get your ass kicked off. You're going to sit here and act like you have never gone on Twitter.
Am I on Twitter calling people crackers?
Answer my question. Have you gone on Twitter attacking white people?
Am I on Twitter?
Am I the one that's seen
Define
it?
Define attacking.
Am I on Twitter?
You say derogatory shit about white people. Now say you haven't, Ken. You're a fucking liar.
I am not on Twitter.
You're answering the question.
I am answering the question.
Have you done that?
I'm answering the question in the sense that I am not on Twitter calling people crackers. The equivalent of nigger. I am not on Twitter calling people not the equivalent, but you know what I'm saying.
Okay,
y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, not literally.
So someone can go on there and say, you know what? Black people don't do shit. They don't work. All they do is get babies and stay on welfare. That's okay with you, as long as they don't say nigger.
So that's not
no, even. Answer your question. Answer, please.
You know what?
Yes or no?
That's within their right to say something like that.
But what's the difference?
Because you know it's not. Because you're not. You're that not. Because I am not shit. Calling somebody. No, oh, you're not directly attacking somebody, calling somebody a nigger. That is, going back to what you're saying, that is people, they say this shit in motherfucking articles all the fucking time. That is a microcosm of what people think, but they are not taking that to another level where you say something and we're like,
the levels are irregardless.
They're not on Twitter going up to a female calling, shut your fucking bitch ass up, you black hole. This is what happens.
Mobs of people on that shit too. That's
and then
not
motherfucking a mob mentality. This fucking group think that's on fucking Twitter where these motherfuckers think they can come on there and say whatever the fuck they want. They can't say whatever the fuck they want. If you don't say that shit in motherfucking in my motherfucking face, and the fact that
you will play this, right now,
y'all motherfuckers.
No, I agree with Kane. I don't know.
You're not even saying what you said. What you said makes zero sense. You said it's okay to insult black people as long as you don't say nigger. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
We don't hear that shit. You're telling me that Fox News don't say that shit?
Yes, they do. You're absolutely right.
All right, but aren't they calling motherfuckers niggers?
No, they're not.
Are they saying
everything but that word?
You're blaming me for some dumbass shit that you just said.
You can't blame me because you talked yourself into a corner.
Your perspective sounds like you're saying it's okay to be PC about it.
Right.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
It's not okay at all. And that's the point.
No. You cannot. My whole point is that Azalea Banks was calling him a sand nigger. She was on there directly calling him gay. She was directly offended faggots and all kind of other shit. These were direct attacks. She was using derogatory language towards him.
Terms. But if she said, you are a dirty Iraqi and I can't stand your music, that would be okay with you.
A dirty Iraqi?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would be tolerable either.
I don't know, Keith.
Whoa!
I'm gonna be real.
I don't know.
I'm gonna be real. Hold on, time out, everybody. Hold on, time out. Ken, not 5 minutes ago, you just said that it was okay if somebody goes on Twitter and says, you dirty black people, you don't work, all you do is get babies. So that was fine. But if they say nigger, then it's a problem. Now you're saying if she said dirty Iraqi, and that wouldn't be tolerable. Your points make no sense.
It's still offensive to her, to him.
But so dirty black people that don't work and stay on Wayfair.
I get what you're saying.
So then they should be kicked off too. Someone that just insults black people.
No, I get what you're
they
saying.
Just don't
I get what
use
saying.
Niggers.
I get what you're saying. What
I'm
you're saying.
Asking you.
But I get what you're saying about the dirty Iraqi point.
I don't think particularly offensive.
I get what you're saying about the dirty Iraqi point. And maybe because of my lifetime, hearing people say that stuff, watching Fox News and multitude and what Breitbart and all these multitude of organizations take that approach, mm-hmm. and code it in language, mm-hmm. code it in sentences. Hearing that has probably desensitized me to hearing it directly in the terms of being called a nigger or being like you dirty nigger, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
But you know what's funny? Now you're finally starting to get my point.
But
think about it. How is Twitter gonna go through and filter out all of that?
But they can, like you said, go in and take out if and I totally agree with what you guys said. There are words, there are trigger words, there are offensive words that they can go in and put into their system, into their algorithm, and start monitoring and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then at a certain point, they need to start removing and stuff from their platform.
How much better is your life because you got on Twitter and didn't see nigger? Is your life really that much better when you still can't get a job? When you still
crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Why should it be worse?
It's not worse.
Why should it add on to
me not
being able to get a job?
You're walking in, it's not adding into it. You're walking into Twitter.
Oh, we're not saying that it's not adding
you're
on to
walking
it.
Into Twitter voluntarily. I need to go get gas. Maybe the guy at the front counter doesn't want to take my money because I'm black. That is so much more powerful and so much more like detrimental than me seeing nigger on Twitter 1,000 times.
Okay, like I mentioned earlier to be like, for example, if somebody calls you something derogatory online or whatever, and like, for example, again, a celebrity, if they say something to you and like they got like 200 people also calling you that shit because they are fans of the celebrity or their music or whatever. It's different, for example, if somebody walks up to me in public and calls me something derogatory, and like 200 people out of nowhere pop out of nowhere like, yeah, nigga, like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, because you can't avoid that situation.
What?
Because it's in real life.
I know.
You can't walk away from that. You can put your phone down.
But what I'm saying too is like, it's not like 200 people pop out of nowhere agreeing with this one person who said one thing to me.
I mean, I get what you're saying, you know. But that doesn't take away from the fact that you still will get called nigger in real life. Not only that, you will still have, like he said, coded language that makes you feel like they're speaking to you in a derogatory manner. So my point is, I'm not getting on Twitter so I can be shielded from the real world.
One point I want to make too is, even if you block a person from Twitter, that does not suppress their voice online. You see what I'm saying?
True. It's just they're
still gonna see. So we can't control what people are gonna say, what they're gonna do. They're gonna do that. And Twitter is a platform
for everyone.
For everyone.
Who determines what is negative and what's not? Just like
society,
I said,
hold on. Has determined this stuff already.
So society.
So you're telling me society isn't saying that nigger is?
Did I say that? Thank you. I'm gonna let you finish, but. Should we then start filtering out accounts just because they've said things that could be looked at as derogatory towards other groups? If Cornel West says coded language about these white people, should they then be able to kick him off?
We're talking about words, nigger, faggot.
So now we're back to this.
Faggot, words that society itself has already deemed inappropriate and unacceptable. So, yes, they should take the motherfuckers off.
If they're using those words.
Hold on.
So you mean to tell me if this is how I feel today because of something that happened to me,
I can't
fucking go on Twitter and say exactly what's on my mind? I'm gonna get fucking kicked off for saying what's on my mind, regardless if I'm attacking a group, a person, or somebody that you don't even fucking know. I'm out here, yo, fuck all these motherfuckers with dreads. You don't even know if I'm talking about Mike C. Town. You don't know if I'm talking about my homies back in Miami. You don't know nothing. Right. But because I am saying something that is deemed inappropriate or derogatory,
niggers, with
dread, your point.
See what you think.
She gotta go. I tried to got what the point was.
It wasn't. Because Ken don't even know what his own point is.
My point is that they
you've not even stuck to your own point.
They should not allow motherfuckers just go on there and just attack people with derogatory language that is offensive to a group of people.
And you know what I say? All motherfucking whack. Get the fuck off your phone or block them.
God.
Be an adult. If Twitter makes you that upset, get off Twitter.
Like, I will say this. Okay, so you have to know what you're getting into when you get on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
So
online,
it's like.
Online, period.
Exactly. Online, period, right? Jesus. So if you walk to a Klan rally, you can't expect them not to say nigga to you. So it's like almost the same thing. You know what I'm saying? If when you hop on these social medias or online, you have to expect that it's going to come out at some point. You see what I'm saying?
Because you shield yourself from that Klan rally.
Exactly.
Shield yourself and unfollow motherfuckers from Twitter. You're not going to go over here. Are you going to go to a Donald Trump motherfucking speech? Are you? You shield yourself from that, right? You don't follow that nigga in real life. Follow that nigga on Twitter, my nigga. Damn, what the hell's the problem? That's all I'm saying.
That's his turn.
Let's start to close it out right
here. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Big Bird, for your question.
I told you I was going to be wrong.
What?
I said I told you it was going
to
be wrong.
I mean, it was, but you know, okay, it is what it is. Anyways, thank you, Big Bird, for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to our Twitter, AskDEHH, or our email, ask@deadandhiphop.com. Enjoy the rest of this convo, because I know that Ken is about to.
We got to do something else.
Now we got to move on.
All right. I got to check out. See you guys later. Bye.